another ooky spooky week has come to a conclusion. This is your reading for Friday, August 2nd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on TikTok or Instagram. Cards today. The theme is the inverted Eight of Pentacles. This is rushed work, poor quality, lack of motivation. The tool card is the Star. We had this earlier in the week. This is hope, inspiration, and positivity. The obstacle card is the Emperor. This is structure, authority, and control. The advice card is the Lovers. The message for this is to study every option before making a decision. All right, rounding out the week with another shitty theme. The Eight of Pentacles arrives inverted. This card can have a few meanings, but the overall message is that we must be careful with our next step, because the ground is not certain. Remember earlier in the week, the cards have been saying to make a plan, commit to the plan, and then to trust and rely only on ourselves. So, the Eight of Pentacles, when it arrives upright, this is a sign of a master of their craft. But, inverted, we're walking on thin ice. We're relying on past successes or reputation to carry us. In the tool position, we're getting a card that we had as a theme earlier. The Star, it's a reminder to have faith in ourselves. We made the plan and we're executing it. Now we have to rely on faith in ourselves to make it through. The obstacle to this self-belief is, this one's kind of tough because this is usually a really good card to get. The Emperor is a symbol typically of paternal wisdom, a strong and benevolent ruler. As an obstacle, though, I think we're looking at the Emperor's need for rigid structure and clearly defined metrics as the problem. Right now, we're operating on faith in ourselves, which is something that a logician type of person is not interested in doing. So, our advice card, weigh the options very carefully. We're holding this whole bitch together with duct tape, chewing gum, and fucking hopes and dreams. That's all we got, baby. We don't have the luxury of brushing off costly mistakes as if they're nothing the way the inverted Eight of Pentacles thinks we do. So, all week has been the same general message that I'm going to say one last time as we head into the weekend. We need to get off our asses. We need to identify the bullshit in life that we should have cut out a long time ago. We need to plan for the short, middle, and long terms. We need to commit to that plan. When things get in motion, we have to be cautious of anything that may lead us astray. We need to weigh our options, because earlier in the week, we had a hint that the winds of change may blow us in a better direction. Regardless, if we hold true to this, we will come out with our honor intact on the other side. Very dramatic wording there, I know. Can't help myself sometimes. But that's your reading for Friday, August 2nd. How did this reading land for you? 833-LUX-PODS. Let me know. Call or text. Either way is anonymous. All right. Before we get out of here, reminder, not going to have any readings over the weekend. Probably going to miss Monday, because today is Friday. I will be in LA throughout the weekend, heading home Sunday. Depending on the time, might not be able to get to it. If nothing else, we'll be back Tuesday. Same ooky time, same spooky place.